50 Years of Magic has transformed the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. Have big fun being small in the new Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and feel the unifying magic of Disney music in the new nighttime spectacular, Harmonious. Come celebrate today.
Contact Magical Park Vacations to book your Disney vacation today. Call 585-662-3686 or visit MagicalParkVacations.com.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It is DW60's Press Row.
Hello.
However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or even Amazon Music, we are glad that you are here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. It is Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Good morning. Happy Friday. We made it through another week. At least where we are, spring has finally sprung.
Has it?
It kind of feels like spring. I mean, we had our first, like, big bad tornado storm. So that's spring, right? Hurricanes are for summer.
True.
Tornadoes are for spring.
Yeah. We did have some nasty storms come through the area.
Yeah.
I think we got spared.
We did.
Big time.
It was on either side of us that it got pretty bad.
New Orleans had like a...
EF3
tornado touchdown over there.
Which is 130 miles an hour wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like a category 3 or 4 hurricane, something like that. But you get no warning.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't exactly evacuate.
And it travels 45 miles an hour.
Baton Rouge got hit hard. Alabama got hit hard. Texas got hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people on the East Coast had to deal with it Thursday.
And like North Mississippi.
Yeah, North Mississippi got hit hard. Yeah. But we got lucky down here. It was windy all day. We had about 30 minutes of rain, and then it was just clear.
Which is unusual for us.
I mean, we were prepared.
We were.
We got there in the backyard. We put the cushions away for the furniture out there. We're putting chairs away. We're doing all this different stuff. I'm chaining things up, and then nothing happens. But so, I mean, it's better to be prepared just in case. Yeah. Whatever.
We have our safe space. You know, we kind of have a plan of attack, so we're good to go.
The laundry room.
The laundry room is our interior room in the house.
Yeah.
It's actually our only interior room. And a closet. No, not even a closet. It's our only interior room. It's the laundry room.
Those other people, like, you know, on the East Coast and the West Coast, places like that, you have basements, you know, in your homes. They don't have these in the Deep South. There are no basements whatsoever. They have storm shelters that they build into the ground. But no basements.
But not really down here. We're too close to the water.
Yeah. Don't even have the in-ground shelters here. Mm-mm.
I've never seen those until your family.
I've never seen them in real life. So all you can really do is just put your head down and pray.
Yep.
Just pray. That's it.
What else did we do this week? We tried crumble cookies, which I'd tried them before, but we like got our own pack of four this week. We got peanut butter Snickers, triple chocolate, iced oatmeal cookie, and key lime. Not as good as Gideon's.
I was about to say. It just, there's something about Gideon's that just tastes better. And maybe, well, probably I'm just, you know, a Disney fan. And the fact it's at Disney Springs makes me like it even more. But I had high hopes, but it's just not what the internet craze is. For Crumbles cookies, it's just not the same.
I think the Gideon's flavors are richer and like more complex, where this was like just sweet, just a lot of sweet.
Yeah, true.
you liked the triple chocolate the best.
Yeah.
And then the peanut butter Snickers.
Yep.
I really wanted the iced oatmeal, and it's good. It's just extremely sweet. Triple chocolate tastes like brownies. And then the key lime one was good. It, like, the key lime kind of cuts the sweetness.
I told Nicole as I was standing in line to get these things, I'm like, my gosh, my blood sugar is going up just from the smell that's in this place. It doesn't smell like that in Gideon's at all.
No.
I mean, well, it's very potent inside this crumble place.
There's a store that Jeff likes to go to that's next door to the crumble cookies place. And I'm like, are you going there this week? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. Okay, I want some cookies. And so I mobile ordered them from my phone when I was at work, and he went and picked them up for me.
Well, I mean, the place that I go to, that, like she said, is right next door. I didn't know what crumbled was. I had no idea. But all the time when I would go to this place, I would always see people coming out of the store.
In and out, in and out, yeah.
It was crazy. And finally, I just asked, what is this place over here? And she had told me it's this new internet sensation. Everybody loves it. It tastes fantastic, blah, blah, blah. And of course, naturally, we have to try it just to see. And I was just kind of disappointed, you know?
What's crazy is that, like, our little area has two. So we have one, like, where we are, and then where we are is kind of like a bunch of, like, mid-sized cities, like, along next to each other.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, from where we are, you know, you can go to through, like, three cities in, like, 20 minutes, like, if you're driving down the interstate.
Yeah.
So we're in Gulfport. We have one in Gulfport, and I'm telling Jeff.
Oh, you're telling me? I thought you were telling them.
Well, you, them too, but I was using city names, so you understood. We have the one in Gulfport, and they're opening one in D'Iberville.
Oh,
which
okay.
Which is like 20 minutes away. Like, our nearest Target is in D'Iberville.
Well, that's going to relieve a little bit of the pressure from the one next to us.
But I was just why are they opening so many of them so close together?
Because they are in demand.
But we don't have any, we never get stuff like that. Like, we don't have a Nothing Bunk Cakes. We don't have a Sprinkles Cupcake. Like, we don't have anything.
Look, I just want a Publix. I don't care about cookie places. I just want Pub Subs.
Yeah, and Trader Joe's. I want Trader Joe's, too.
I could do without Trader Joe's. They got one in New Orleans. It's fine with me. I want Publix.
Yeah.
You don't realize how bad it is for the two of us wanting a Pub Sub. If we enter the state of Alabama, there's a Publix over in Mobile. And we detour from... We could be going to visit friends.
Yep.
And we'll detour just to go to Publix and get a Pub Sub.
And fried chicken.
Yeah. Oh, the fried chicken. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's like our...
Disney needs to learn how Publix makes fried chicken, because it's that good. Mm. It's just that good. Mm-hmm. Not that Disney doesn't have good fried chicken. Don't get me wrong, but golly gee whiz, Publix is fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
Oh, well. Whole Foods. That's another one. Thank you, chat. Appreciate that. I want a Whole Foods here, too.
I would love a Whole Foods.
It's pricey, but it's good. It's good stuff.
When we were dating, we took a little trip to Whole Foods.
We did. I remember that.
I made Jeff try kombucha. Like that. And then we tried a bunch of different organic jerky.
You bought my birthday cake one year from Whole Foods.
Yeah.
When I flew to Orlando for my Disney trip.
I don't remember why. Like, what was so special about the one at Whole Foods?
Because we were just into Whole Foods.
Oh, we were into it. Yeah.
Yeah, we were just really into it at the time. I don't know.
We have the best shopping center in Tampa that has Whole Foods. There's a Whole Foods. There's a Nordstrom Rack. There's an ABC Liquor.
All the great things the bub loves is right there.
There's a Target. There's a PetSmart. And there's a Home Goods or Marshalls or something like that.
Yeah.
One of those. But it's like all in one shopping center, and it's the best.
The best place ever.
Yep.
Let's talk about some Disney news. Why don't we? What is going on in the world?
So first, we're going to start off over at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Disney's Park Blog shared this week about the Earth Day celebrations. They're going to take place the week of April 18th to the 24th. So Earth Day is one day, but we're going to celebrate the whole week at Disney's Animal Kingdom. We know that typically Disney's Animal Kingdom, you know, celebrates Earth Day like no other, and this year is going to be no different. So during this week, you're going to be able to go to the conservation station and try your hand at drawing as Disney artists do at the animation experience, and have the guides teach you step by step, you know, to bring your favorite Disney characters to life. And this week they're going to be featuring characters that use inspiration from real animals. And they're going to be animals that, you know, Disney's actively working on conservation efforts to save. So instead of drawing, you know, the normal characters, you'll be drawing animals this week. So that's kind of cool. A little different, a little something special.
Did you ever do the animation experience at Hollywood Studios when it was there?
Yes.
I did it once.
I know that I've done the one in Disneyland.
I think
I've done the one in Hollywood Studios. I'm pretty sure I did. But I know I did the one at Disneyland, which is, it's the same.
I did. I either did Mickey or Minnie. And I was kind of proud with what I did. Freehanding that way and drawing a character. I've got it somewhere around here in a box, I think. I'm pretty sure with all the other Disney stuff we haven't unpacked yet.
Oh my gosh, there's so much stuff. So much.
I was kind of proud of it, but gonna have to do this one at Animal Kingdom, I guess.
If you're into Up in the Wilderness Explorers, there is a limited time Wilderness Explorer activity during this Earth Day celebration that will reward you with a special Earth Day nature badge. So if you've completed it before and you know you're going to be in the park this week, you can go and get this special limited time Wilderness Explorer Nature Badge celebrating Earth Day. And, you know, for those Wilderness Explorer badges, they have you complete an activity, so I'm sure you'll learn things, learn about Disney's conservation work, all good things during Earth Day. Now, this is what Jeff was really excited about before we got started here.
Yes.
So, also during this Earth Day celebration, there's going to be special photo pass opportunities, and one of them features Jeff's favorite characters, or some of his favorite characters, Wally and Eve. And they just don't get very much love in the park.
No.
When we saw this, he's like, oh, Wally.
Yeah. Like, so excited that I won't even get to do it.
No, but it's there.
It is there. Yeah.
The special Disney character cruises that go around Discovery Island on Discovery River is going to feature special characters for Earth Day. And there's going to be a special Earth Day 2022 trading pin that will commemorate the celebration this year. You can pick up along with other specialty merchandise and custom food and beverages at the park during this week. So that is from April 18th to the 24th. So just a couple weeks from now over at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park.
Is it me?
Yes.
Or by now, shouldn't Wally have an attraction at Animal Kingdom that has to do with conservation?
I kind of
get that feeling that...
They need to do something with them.
Yeah, because if you're going to do all this for Earth Day, it ties in with the park so very well. Is there a Wally attraction anywhere in the Disney parks?
No. Well, I mean, and Wally, the things that you see pop up around Earth Day are Wally and Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Those are like the two that you see that pop up around Earth Day. Which, I mean, but what would a Wally attraction be?
Yeah.
It's almost like they need to teach like computer literacy or like internet safety or something with Wally.
That's not the theme behind him though, because he was there to recycle trash, mm-hmm. to make the earth livable again.
Right.
And that has so much to do with, you know, parts of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the direction that Disney needs to take with creating an attraction with this character, because he's such a lovable character and has so much emotion just in his eyes alone,
yeah.
and his emotions.
So what would the attraction, what would an attraction be? Would it be like a ride or a game?
I think it would be a dark ride for one.
Like Living with the Land, but showing like what happens with recycling and stuff.
I don't think a boat ride would be right.
Not a boat ride, but like how Living with the Land is talking about like farming and growing and...
Oh, so why not incorporate Wally into Living with the Land? That would be great. That would be wonderful.
Especially if they talked about like compost.
But it would upset so many people.
Yeah, if they changed Living with the Land.
Oh my God. The backlash would be just tremendous if you were to get rid of the, you know, already classic scenes when it comes to Living with the Land. But if you could incorporate somehow Wall-E into all of this.
What's that new neighborhood at Epcot? Is it World Nature? Or the Land and the Sea Pavilion? And
yeah, something
Moana
like that.
Thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You could do something over there. What you about that movie area and upstairs in the Land Pavilion?
Oh, I remember that, where the kitchen cabaret and everything used to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You could use it there. Look, chat's already. Don't touch Living with the Land. See? You can't mess with that. It's sacred. You could definitely do it in that theater. You could get out the theater and do something with it. I don't know. Dude needs to have something other than just the random appearance in a photo op at Disney. It's too good of a movie, and both characters are just too lovable. You know, even the captain from the ship in the movie, he's fantastic. I loved it. Have you watched that movie?
Yes, I have watched it.
Okay. I wasn't sure. You haven't watched many.
But I watched that.
At least you've watched that. I mean, my gosh. Anyway.
So that's Earth Day at that's Animal Earth Kingdom. Day. I love There's it. Jeff's soapbox for the week about how Wall-E needs an attraction.
If you think Wall-E needs an attraction, send an email to dw60@srsounds.com and tell me why.
Tell me why and tell us what you think it should be.
Yes, please. Please do. Please do. All right.
So we talked last week about how Disney did confirm the H2O Glow After Hours were returning. And this week, we got a little more information. So we know that previously they were called H2O Glow Nights, and now they'll be called H2O Glow After Hours.
They love that After Hours.
They do love After Hours events. They're going to be returning to Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park. And we now know, you know, dates, prices, things like that. So they are going to be happening at Typhoon Lagoon Saturday evenings from May 28th through August 27th. The actual After Hours event itself will be from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. However, with your ticket, you will be able to get into the park beginning at 6. So that's 5 hours. I think that's a good deal.
That's a great deal.
Right?
Yeah.
And here's the kicker.
Uh-oh.
Listen to these prices. Which usually we're like, oh my God, but listen to this.
Usually these were Halloween and Christmas party prices.
Yeah, these are Halloween and Christmas party prices of years past.
Yeah,
this is the ghost of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Oh,
prices.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So for adults 10 and up, it's $75 per person plus tax. And for children is $70 from children 3 to 9. If you are a Disney Vacation Club member or an annual pass holder, you'll be able to purchase adult tickets for $59 plus tax and children's tickets from $54 plus tax.
What? Discounts? What?
For 5 hours and like a significant discount. Usually for when it was, you know, Very Merry or Not So Scary, the annual pass discount would be like $4.
Yeah. This is significant.
It is. And I don't know if it like takes less, it like costs them less to... like do these events so they can charge less or what, but this is amazing. And I think these events are going to be extremely popular
at that price. Yeah. 100%. They will be. Yeah. Because it's a limited amount of tickets, like with your other after hours events, mm-hmm. pretty much all of the attractions and everything, the slides and stuff are open and ready to go. Plus extra entertainment offerings at the same time.
Right. They're going to have DJs in the park.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be glowing. And then because this is an after hours event, you know, they're going to have popcorn and ice cream included.
Oh, I love the popcorn.
Right. Like, yeah. Can you imagine after you've been swimming and going through slides and the Lazy River and everything, and you know, when you get out of the water and you're like, I am starving. Like, all of a sudden, you, like, need to eat everything.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Can you imagine if you're just like, I need Disney popcorn, and it's there, and it's free.
That's right there. But you got to wait 30 minutes after you eat it to go back and swim again, right? Or is that a myth?
You and your Southern wives' tale. Jeff's like, don't go outside with wet hair. You're going to catch a cold. I'm like,
yeah. put some socks on or you're going to catch a cold. You know?
Which I don't wear socks.
You never wear socks.
I don't think
I've ever seen you wear socks. Mm-mm. Ever.
I don't wear socks.
Yeah, I mean, I was always taught that when I was growing up. If you ate, you got to wait 30 minutes before you go back in the pool or you'll get cramps.
Who knows?
I don't know if that's actually the case with everybody, but that's how I was raised.
If you are staying at a Disney hotel, a Disney resort, you're a guest of a Disney resort, the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin or Swan Reserve, as well as Shades of Green resorts, you'll be able to purchase tickets for these H2O Glow After Hours beginning April 1st.
Not an April Fool's joke.
No. And, oh, I'm so sorry. If you're a resort guest, you can purchase them March 29th.
Oh, okay.
General admission tickets go on sale April 1st.
Still not a joke.
Right. So tickets are limited and they may not be available for purchase on the day of the event. So if you're, you know, if you're going over this summer, if you're going to be there on a Saturday night, it might be a nice day to sleep in, go to Disney Springs, resort hop, you know, get some dinner, and then head over to H2O Glow Nights and end the evening.
I don't know if you were a listener at the time. This was, I want to say 2009, 2010 time frame. I don't know if you were listening back then.
No, it was before my time.
But me,
not even going to tell you where I was at that time.
Me and another guy who was on SR at the time, we played a April Fool's joke on all the listeners. And we downloaded, you know, some crowd sound effects, and you know, I recorded some, you know, sounds from around the Tower of Terror. And I, you know, we played an April Fool's joke that I was live at Walt Disney World, and you know, Disney was about to have this huge reveal and let people know about this secret information they had been not telling anyone about. And we played a joke on everybody that the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror was going to be closing and demolished. And we didn't know what for. And some people actually fell for it. I mean, because we started getting emails. I mean, just all kinds of stuff started happening. And back then we had the message boards for our SR. The message boards went crazy. They all went nuts. And it was just too funny to do that. And haven't done anything like it since. You can only do it once and it work.
Right.
Because you try and do it again, nobody will believe you. And nowadays, especially with the way social media is,
yeah, you couldn't.
You just couldn't do it
because they'd be like, nobody else is talking about it.
Like, I'm here right now and nobody's saying anything.
Yeah. Where are you then?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, back then you didn't have that.
No.
You know, you didn't have that kind of access, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah. Not that I'm doing anything for April 1st this year. No.
I hate April Fool's Day.
Not doing it. Not doing it.
Hate is a strong word, but.
Yeah, it is. I don't like it. It is kind of strong.
I just, we talked about this yesterday that I just would rather, I don't even know. Lying takes too much work. You know, being sarcastic and mean takes too much work. Like, if everyone was just genuine and nice, the world would be, it would go very far. The world would be a better place.
The world wouldn't be what it is if they did that, though.
Right.
That's how we learn valuable lessons. Yeah. Not that everybody learns them, but that's how you're supposed to learn valuable lessons. That's the thing. Anything else?
That was it.
That's it?
That's kind of all I got.
One other thing, and we'll take a quick break. About a month after resuming the package sales for private ground transportation, the Disney Travel Company decided to halt those sales indefinitely. This was the announcement. It said, new bookings are currently unavailable for private ground transportation to and from Walt Disney World Resort and other surrounding areas. This Walt Disney Travel Company package add-on will be unavailable until further notice. Due to unforeseen circumstances, some existing private ground transportation reservations may be impacted. Affected guests will receive a phone call if the reservation has been impacted. Guests will be responsible for booking alternative transportation. Options include taxis or rideshare services. Affected guests will receive a full refund to their original form of payment. And nobody knows why Disney decided to make this decision just out of nowhere after just bringing it back.
I have a hunch.
What's your hunch?
Well, we're going to talk about it.
Well, go ahead. We got time.
Well, because yesterday on the Disney Parks TikTok, Jeff's like, I don't believe news from TikTok.
No.
I was like, no, Disney Disney posted it on TikTok.
Oh,
like,
okay. Oh. Okay.
Disney shared that the minivan service is going to be returning. You know, we talked about this rumor maybe a week or 2 weeks ago.
Last week, yeah.
That, you know, the minivans were starting to show up. They had been serviced. They were just like stationed somewhere, like in a parking lot.
Yeah.
And we were like, something's getting ready to happen with them. Well, Disney did share that the minivan service will be returning. Minivan is powered by Lyft, but they didn't give a date. They just said summer. The month of summer.
Month of summer. Always a great month. Kind of hot.
Yeah. Pretty warm, a little toasty.
A little bit, yeah, here and there. Yeah.
But, you know, if you're not familiar with the minivan service, it is Disney's, like, privately operated version of Lyft, organized by Lyft. And it's a fleet of vehicles all the way from sedans to, like, I don't know, sprinter vans, like passenger vans. I want to call them church vans, but that's not what they're called. Like passenger vans. And they're red in color and they have white polka dots. Yep. And they look like Minnie Mouse. They have a little minivan logo. And previously, they haven't, you know, shared many details about what there's any updates to the service. But previously, you could take them to and from the airport and you could take them anywhere on Disney property. So if you had an early or a late dining reservation, you can call a minivan. You didn't want to take, you know, the bus from Pop Century over to the Magic Kingdom, you could take a minivan, stuff like that. But I'm excited to see them back. The month of summer, we just started spring. So I don't know if that is like when summer officially begins or if it's going to be like in June or what. So
we'll see what happens.
We will.
You want to take advantage of it, do so. Get the information and get yourself a ride where you need to go around the Walt Disney World Resort. Going to take a break. More Disney news on the way right here on DW60, so don't go anywhere.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
Visit DVC-rental.com. Save up to 60% on deluxe accommodations. For more, click the banner at srsounds.com.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Good day, everyone. It's come to our attention that listening to the sounds of Sorcerer Radio can make one tap their feet and hum a familiar tune, even causing one to smile. Have you caught the sensation yet? Listen now at srsounds.com. This tape will now self-destruct.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDWDailyNews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time, The Miz. You are listening to right now, Sorcerer Radio, and it is awesome.
We all love Sorcerer Radio.
But did you know that you can give back to your favorite station? You can join Sorcerer Radio Patreon for as low as $2 per month.
All of the money raised from our patrons goes directly into creating great stations like Atmospheres, Rope Drop, Seasons, and more.
Our patrons get exclusive benefits such as access to the exclusive Sorcerer Radio Discord discussion room, early access to breaking news, and behind-the-scenes information.
Other support levels include stickers, shout-outs, and you can even program your own hour of Sorcerer Radio music.
Visit srsounds.com/support to find out more about how to become a patron today. And thank you for supporting Sorcerer Radio.
DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. It is Jeff and Nicole here with you, going across the world of Disney on the top news stories. What's been happening? The good, the bad, the ugly, you name it. We'll talk about it. Hope you're having a fantastic day so far as you enjoy your Friday. Get ready for the weekend. Lots of basketball happening this weekend with March Madness going on right now. NCAA tournament for both the men and the women. Some big upsets already so far in the tournament, and this weekend's probably going to get even more interesting. So,
do you want to talk about your upset?
Yeah, I will say I was very proud of my Arkansas Razorbacks beating Gonzaga on Thursday night. So they'll have another big time matchup coming up on Saturday. So real excited about that.
What's the Elite Eight on Saturday?
It is the Elite Eight on Saturday. Yeah. One game away from the Final Four. Arkansas has not been to a Final Four game since 1995, I think.
The Final Four is here.
It is in New Orleans, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, Bub.
Oh, I got chills just thinking about it.
We'd have to go over there. We'll go watch it at like a bar or something over there.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Decked out in Arkansas gear. The thing is, I'm not an Arkansas fan, necessarily, but I know if it was Oregon, you would be decked out in Oregon gear.
Absolutely.
And we would go.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Both Oregon men and women got knocked out in the first round. So I'll get decked out in my Arkansas gear and we'll go.
But you know what? Good luck to all the teams this weekend in the NCAA tournament. March Madness.
Most wonderful time of the year.
It is. Well, next to college playoffs and football and everything. We got more Disney news that we need to get to. A few more things that have been going on. So far, we have, let's see, what have we talked about so far? We talked about
Earth Day
at the Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. We have talked about H2O Glow After Hours, not, you know, Glow Nights anymore. It's After Hours and some fantastic prices on those tickets. We talked about that. And then we also talked about how, Disney has stopped doing the private ground transportation headed to Walt Disney World. And I think, like you said, they're focusing in on the minivans and bringing those back and having people use those.
Right.
Stuff like that. So a few things that may impact your upcoming vacation to Walt Disney World. This was kind of nice to hear, though. Some internal casting has started up for the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, which is pretty much saying that there's going to be a reopening of the salon across the Walt Disney World Resort here pretty soon.
Yay!
Now, there are locations in the Magic Kingdom, Disney Springs, and Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. It allows children 12 and under to become a Disney princess or prince, and is a big-time tradition for a lot of guests with younger ones when they visit Walt Disney World. The only retail end is open at Disneyland Resort. You can still purchase things over there, but you cannot get stuff done. But the retail portion, you can do. There are some other locations in Tokyo, Hong Kong, Shanghai, but still closed right now due to the pandemic, COVID-19, everything else. But on the Disney Cruise Line ships, the Bibbidi Bobbidi boutiques have already reopened and resumed operations.
Well, and Disney shared yesterday that the Wish is also going to include a Bibbidi Bobbidi boutique.
That's cool. That's cool. I kind of miss the days of seeing the little ones walking around just, glammed up and ready to go for a Disney day as a prince or a princess.
We got to do it with our nieces, and they loved it.
It was so much.
They loved every bit.
The look on their faces when they turned them around or they showed them in the mirror, glitter everywhere in their hair in a bun or whatever it is that they, did. And their faces just lit up.
I'm glad it's opening again because Stella needs to do it.
Oh, it's her turn.
Yes.
Stella would definitely love
it. Our youngest niece, Stella, was like 2 weeks past her first birthday.
Yeah.
When her two older sisters did it. So she was too young, but now she can. And she would just ham up every minute of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so if you, we'll let you know as soon as, they do open back up so you can go ahead and start making reservations for that. How do they make reservations for the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique anyway?
You call. You call. I would assume that it's going to be 60 days out from your trip.
Right.
Like all dining and, dessert party reservations, VIP tour reservations is all 60 days out right now. You can also make them through your travel agent and they'll take care of it for you.
I wonder who you could call to do that.
Call me.
And call her.
Call me.
She'll do it for you. She'll take care of you. All right. So moving on from the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique to Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. Now, you know, it's been open for a few weeks now, and a lot of reviews have come out, a lot of YouTube videos, and blogs and vlogs, and just all kinds of different things. There's one portion that is extremely exciting when staying at the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, and that is a very huge lightsaber battle that goes on between Rey and Kylo Ren. Now,
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's been a few weeks now. If you haven't seen it now, but during this time, when everything starts up, Rey actually has that real lightsaber that we all saw Josh D'Amaro use at the D23 event a few months ago. She actually uses that at the very beginning of the scene. Now, she ignites it and activates the lightsaber. What's really strange about it is she takes that lightsaber, she lays it on the ground in front of her, and then picks up the, you know, I guess the battle lightsaber that she can actually use against Kylo Ren, because she can't use the, you know, quote, real one. But it's kind of weird choreography the way she does it, because she puts it down on the ground and picks up the other one. It just looks strange. It doesn't look very smooth. It doesn't transition very well. And the thing was, is that Disney did say they're aware of it. They get the fact that it isn't executed very well, and that what they're doing right there is actually a temporary fix until they fine-tune the scene in a better way.
Interesting. So that's not how it's supposed to be.
This is what we're doing for now. We've got to open this place up. We've got to do the scene. For now, you're going to ignite the lightsaber. You're going to put it down. You're going to pick up the stunt one and then continue on with the scene. Because when you and I first saw it, we just kind of went,
what?
What? That's not what's supposed to happen. You know? So, and I get that the fact that Rey and Kylo are on, you know, a floor above you, like on a catwalk. So the space up there is limited from what we can tell. I don't know how they're going to make that transition more smoothly than what it really is. I don't know.
Or are they going to change up the lightsaber so that she can just continue to use it?
Well, I think that defeats the purpose of them creating that lightsaber in the first place.
Right. Then if they beef up or fix that lightsaber. So the whole time.
You could. I just don't think it'll happen, because I think that one piece that glows is very sensitive.
Yeah.
And you probably can't hit anything with it. Now, I did notice that in the scene on the catwalk, there is somewhat of a columned area up there, I think, where if she were to run by that with the first one and then switch it out behind a wall
that
or something.
That was my thought.
Maybe she could do a transition that way a little bit easier. I don't know.
Can't you run down a hallway and come back or something?
I mean, the way they just did it was just so weird. Just drop the other one, pick the other one up, and fight.
Yeah.
I don't know. They needed something better. Either way, doesn't matter. What are you doing with the camera there on Instagram? What is that?
I figured out how to put filters on them.
Is it because your eyes are huge, your mouth and your lips are huge? It's just...
Look at this one.
Our listeners following us on Instagram Live right now are getting a show, because Nicole's playing around with filters.
I found I'm Baby Yoda now.
See what you're missing if you're not watching the Instagram Live? I mean, good God.
I'm Baby Yoda.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
This is the way.
All right.
Okay, I'll stop.
Let's talk about the Magic Kingdom. How much do you miss this sound right here? I want you to listen to this. See if you can hear this. What is that the sound of?
The train!
The Walt Disney World Railroad. It's been closed for quite a while, folks. But guess what? Just the other day, there was some testing going on over the Magic Kingdom. And a lot of ongoers, people walking by, caught photo and videos of it while the testing was going on over at Storybook Circus Station. Now, we're not saying right now that the return of the Walt Disney World Railroad is right around the corner. No. That's most likely not the case. I think that they were just simply running some tests. I think it was the Roy Disney train that they were testing at the time, and just kind of moving it back and forth, just checking things out and everything else. Here's the thing. Really, until Tron Light Cycle Run is completed, I don't think you're going to see the return of the Walt Disney World Railroad. That's the thing. It's disappointing, don't get me wrong. But I get why. Safety right. reasons with construction still going on.
Yeah.
And so many other different things that are involved in that. You can't have the train running through that area. Just the way it is. So the day that Tron opens up, I think you'll probably see the Walt Disney World Railroad starting to make its journeys once again.
And while everyone's in line for Tron, I'm going to be riding the train.
Oh, yeah. I'll wave at you as I go by. And they'll give you a little, you know, toot toot. Yeah.
Toot toot. I heard the train when I was there in February while I was walking from the Grand Floridian to the Magic Kingdom. And I swear it brought tears to my eyes. I was like, oh, do you hear it?
Sound.
It just made my heart so happy.
I miss that sound so much. I miss it. I don't know what it is about the train ride, but there's not a lot to look at, but it's just fun. It's not like the train ride I hear in Disneyland. I know that.
There's dinosaurs on that one.
Yeah, so I hear they get a lot of good stuff on that one. More stuff at the Magic Kingdom going on. A long time after this attraction officially closed, the last final sign has been removed over at Stitch's Great Escape. When have we talked about that in a while? It's been a minute. Nobody ever just remembers it. I don't even think. The entrance wait time sign, which was covered up for a long time. It was taken down. The hole was patched up, and now it just looks like an empty space. Now, the attraction remained open for some time as a Stitch meet and greet area until COVID-19 shut down. And then when that was suspended, it just shut down, and they were doing nothing with it whatsoever. It was rumored at one time that it was going to go under construction and that specific location was going to become a Wreck-It Ralph attraction. And that, of course, was another rumor going around the same time that the parks closed due to COVID-19.
When is the last time you rode Stitch's Great Escape?
Oh, it's been years.
Yeah, I think it was 2011 or 2014.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It was kind of like Mission Space. It was like one and done. I was like, all right, I've done it. I can say that I did it, and I know that I don't like it.
Well, I enjoyed Alien Encounter more than I enjoyed Stitch. Because that's just me. I like to get scared.
Yes.
It was a little more intense. I think what threw a lot of people off was the chili smell.
Yes.
That always hits you, you know, and just people are like, oh, that's horrible. I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
You know. So, this person said, you look like you need coffee or some sleep, Nicole.
I do.
What in the world?
I'm tired. I need more coffee this morning.
More coffee. It's Friday.
It's the end of the week.
Yeah.
It's just kind of how it goes.
Over at Epcot, there's been a brand new opening of a walkway through World Celebration.
Is this where we are with Disney parks right now?
Yeah.
We're excited about sidewalks.
Just for a place to walk around at Epcot.
In Epcot. Sidewalks in Epcot.
Isn't that sad?
The walls have moved.
That is horrible.
They're not gone. They just moved. And it's exciting.
But there's a new rope drop procedure for guests taking advantage of the early entry perk. Now, rope drop for everybody else remains the same, with non-resort guests being held in the entrance plaza area in the front of Spaceship Earth until the park officially does open. Now, all guests are led into the Epcot area around 20 to 30 minutes before early entry official begins. Once inside, you go to the early entry checkpoint, and a cast member is going to check your Magic Band, your card, My Disney Experience, Magic Mobile. Mobile Magic is what I like to call it. That's what it should have been. Make sure you're staying in an eligible Disney World resort. If you're not, they'll direct you over to the other area and wait for official park opening. Now, if you're going to be looking to rope drop Test Track, Mission Space, Frozen Ever After, you're going to want to take the newly opened pathway to the left of Spaceship Earth, from what they say. It's going to take you to the soon-to-open Connections Cafe area, and cast members will direct you to the breezeway over by Connections Cafe and Creations Shop. I still hate that. So make note of that as you're going to be heading to Epcot for those different walkways that are now exciting and you get to experience while at Epcot.
Do you want a hot tip about early morning entry?
A hot tip. Tell me.
So they They scan one person's magic band or ticket.
Uh-huh.
And then they just ask you how many people are in your party.
Insider tip.
So they don't scan everyone's. You do have to have a ticket to get in.
Well, like, now that you've said something.
Into the part, I know. I'm going to ruin it, but like.
You just ruined it for everyone.
You know, get it while you can. If you have, you know, friends that are staying on property and you're local and you want to go with them for the day and, you know, they can get in 30 minutes early, but you can't. Yeah, you can. But I mean, somebody has to be staying on property. So it's not like.
At least one person.
Yeah. It's not like you can, you know, get in early if you're not, but you know, if your family's visiting, you live locally, they're staying on property and they can get in 30 minutes early, you can go with them.
Yeah, exactly. Your yawning is making me yawn.
I know.
Ooh, goodness gracious. I got to yawn some more. Okay. So we're going to take a break. We come back. We got a birthday we're going to do. Stick around. It's DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio.
Looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
Fun Zone.
The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. The Fun Zone will also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
Fun Zone.
That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Bringing more people together than ever before at one happy place, srsounds.com. Download Sorcerer Radio's mobile app today and hear the magic from your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. srsounds.com.
Looking to show your Disney side at the Disney theme parks, your local gym, or around the house? Then you'll want to check out all of the cute Disney theme leggings and fun shirts at the Sorcerer Radio Etsy shop. Be sure to stop in to our exclusive shop today at srsounds.com/Etsy to see our latest Disney theme clothing designs. And for a limited time, Sorcerer Radio listeners can take 10% off by using the code LOVESR when checking out. See you real soon at srsounds.com/Etsy.
Did you know that Sorcerer Radio has their own YouTube channel? It's true. Check out all of the great videos from Disney News, Resort TV, ride-throughs, music remixes, and more. Stop in at srsounds.com/YouTube and enjoy even more magic from your favorite Disney radio station. Be sure to like and subscribe for all of the updates at srsounds.com/YouTube.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Hello.
Let's see here. What happens on Mondays, middays, where you can find the top 5 or top 10 Disney favorites of Kristen and Al John? It's called the Disney List.
The Disney List.
Easy to check out the Disney List. It happens at, I believe, 1 p.m. Eastern every Monday. Mm-hmm. Right here on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com. They have a great Disney, like top 10 or top 5 of great Disney things. It might be attractions. It could be food. It could be the latest Marvel or Star Wars shows or movies and stuff like that. Fantastic show. You need to check it out. The Disney List with Kristen and Al John Mondays right here on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. We do have a birthday that we need to get to this week, so let's go ahead and get to that right now.
This birthday is from Tyler. He said, I would like for you to wish a happy birthday to me on March the 30th. He said, my favorite rides are Rise of the Resistance. Good pick. Flight of Passage. Good pick.
Okay.
And the Walt Disney World Railroad. We were just talking about it.
The railroad.
Perfect.
What?
He said, my favorite park is Magic Kingdom, and my two favorite snacks are the Dole Whip and bread pudding at Ohana. That is a good choice.
Okay. Check this out, all right? I am not a fan of bread pudding.
No.
I do not like bread pudding. The only place I will eat bread pudding, and I don't know why, but it's just so darn good, is at Ohana.
And Sebastian's.
Was it good at Sebastian's?
It's the same.
Was it the same? I can't remember. Yeah. All I remember is Ohana.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
That's like the one that sticks in your brain.
Yeah. That's the one.
It's so good.
And then you've got Dole Whip on there, and then you've got two fantastic attractions at the same time. Wow.
And the railroad. I mean, it's just a triple threat.
It is.
Tyler, you're a triple threat.
Tyler, you get a
heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
And also,
Sparkles.
Happy birthday to Tyler. Hope you have a fantastic one. You got a birthday shout out that you want to do here on the show, just let us know. Send an email to dw60@srsounds.com. So for everybody celebrating a birthday, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for you.
Come on, everybody. Time to feed.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
That's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Well, all good things must come to an end, and that is the end of our show. We appreciate everybody checking out DW60 this week. Whether you are watching us right now live on Instagram, you're listening to the show on Sorcerer Radio, or you're listening to the podcast version of the show, we are so thankful you have taken a little time out of your day to join us and find out what's happening at Walt Disney World. Let everybody know how they can get in touch with us on social media, please.
You can find us on Facebook, the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. We're in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. We chat live during our show every Friday morning in the Sorcerer Radio Discord. And you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at DW60 Press Row. And now you can hang out with us on Patreon. We put out bonus episodes. There's sneak peeks, exclusive discussions. You'll be the first to hear about our merchandise, and you know, you maybe even get a little secret discount. There's a lot of fun things happening over on our Patreon, and we really, truly encourage you to come check it out and join us and hang out with us there.
Podcast version of the show will be out a little bit later on this weekend. Remember, you can listen on platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and a whole lot more, so you can check it out that way. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we appreciate those 5-star reviews because that really, really helps us, you know, as far as getting the show out to everybody. When they search for a Disney podcast on, like, you know, Apple Podcasts, that will help DW60 come up. And we would love more people to join the DW60 family and also Sorcerer Radio as well. So we encourage you to please leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts. Now, if you want to hear the show again, you didn't get to hear all of it. Well, guess what? It's going to replay again on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. That is going to happen at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday nights. Also, don't forget about those magical moments. You have a magical moment, send us a voicemail. Send it to dw60@srsounds.com. So until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music, all day long, srsounds.com, and we hope you have a magical day.